care of it and to protect it. And that's a very big part of our culture. Right? Mm-hmm. Our culture teaches us that everything has a spirit. So I know this is usually referred to as animistic, right? And when I say everything, I mean beyond humans, right? So you think animals, birds, fish, bugs, plants, trees, rivers, mountains, they all have a spirit. And if they have a spirit, we can connect to them. We can learn from them. We can, when I say the word communicate, I know that throws people off because they're thinking we're sitting there having a conversation with a rock. Mm. And that's not the case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Communication and transfer of knowledge can come by way of ceremonies. It can come by way of dreaming and visions and different ways, right? But we learn. We learn and we relate to our territory in its entirety, not just the space, but all the life in it. Our culture needs to access the whole of the territory. And this is hard because we talk about our people are on reserves, right? And that's such a tiny, tiny fraction of what was actually our whole territory. But we need that territory to become, in English it's so hard to capture, but the authentic human. So I'll give an example. For instance, the Iroquois say the word ungahomwe, and it means authentic human. Here in New Channel, they use the word kuas, and it kind of means the same thing. Right, and it's somebody who's had the teachings and lives according to the teachings and knows how to live with their territory in a good way. Mm. And to become that person, you have to develop. And your territory has specific places and spaces that allow you to go through that development stage. So there's sacred sites. A good example is like a coming of age ceremony. Mm-hmm. That's one component of working your way towards becoming an authentic human, right? But we'd have to have access to all these different places in our territories to develop into these authentic humans. Mm-hmm. But the reserve does not have all those spaces mm-hmm. that we need, all those sacred sites. Our territory does. So we have to have a relationship with our territory to become the humans we were meant to be. When we don't, we're divorced. We're disconnected from our culture and our ability to become what we view as human. Right? So that leads to this idea. I mean, there's so much more beyond that, but it leads us to the idea that it becomes important for a colonial government to disconnect us from our culture. Because if we have such a deep connection to the land, it becomes an obstacle for them to be able to come in, claim the land, and then exploit it for the sake of profit, right? They need to replace that understanding, that cultural understanding of how we're connected to the land. And that's what assimilation does, right? It teaches us to look at the land as a place of potential profit. How do I look at the logs? How do I look at the minerals and think of them as something I could commodify? And that becomes the relationship. And that's not how we used to think. Those were our relatives. Those were the beings we were connected with. That we have a history with them of being connected to them that goes more than 10,000 years ago, right? So assimilation is critical to ensure we don't see the world in that way. And that's where that disconnection comes from, right? Mm. And that leads us to, like, I'm just going to really kind of gloss over these points just so we kind of capture this width of what happened. That culture is critical for us to be connected to land. But then colonialism brought cultural genocide, right? So, you know, that was experienced through genocide itself in terms of war, famine, conflicts, disease. You had the physical genocide, right? But then you had the cultural side to that where it targeted our ways of knowing and believing. And one of the key instruments that we're all aware of is like the church, residential school. Mm-hmm. They, in conjunction with the government creating a reserve system to get us off the land, to put us in these tiny little pockets, and then for the church to take social control, where they used, in many cases, they used something called the Dariush system. And it was an idea of putting a church at the center of a community to gain social control over it. And there was a network, and it's so weird to think of this, but they had oblates. And these were Christians. You know, these are indigenous people who have gone into the church, and they become, in effect, like a network of spies who would report on those that are still practicing culture. Mm-hmm. And they would tell the priest, and the priest usually would work with the Indian agent to create a consequence for those that still secretly practice culture. So we know, like, a lot of our culture was outlawed. So if you tried to practice it, you know, there was fines, or worse consequences were jail, right? So we had to go through this period of genocide, ethnic cleansing, then cultural genocide, assimilation, all these like immense amount of colonial traumas that in the end result in the state of anime where we don't have our culture. We have bits and pieces and fragments, but we don't have like an operating culture that would be the source that we could turn to help correct our behaviors or deal with the dysfunctions that we were talking about before in our previous talk, so that we could start to move towards a path of healing. Mm-hmm. So we're at a place where we have to assemble these tiny little fragments and find a way to put them together, because a state of anime and this dysfunction is really killing us.
Yeah, and the key to all this is going to be the reconnection to our culture, traditions, and heritage. And that is going to be a very key figure to helping people come out of this state of anime. And one thing to add to that, I'm just so happy, and it always brings me joy whenever I think about it and realize that I survived the state of anime, and it just makes me so happy and proud of yourself for bringing it up and coming and sharing with us, and bringing a lot of hope and joy to me and many other people out there that are listening. I just really thank and appreciate you, and we're going to have to say bye for now, and we can't wait to hear from you again.
Well, thanks for having me. Really, really appreciate it again.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Wow.
All right, we're back. We're going to carry on with our program. Stay tuned. We're going to have some music from the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlech, and then we'll be speaking with him too. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone. Here's his song of the week. It's from John Fogerty, rocking all over the world.
Yeah.
we're back. That was John Fogarty, rocking all over the world. We have my brother, Shkwait Shakhlakh, from Gwaishkina, BC. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's got a lot of fight in him, and he's a very big inspiration to me and many other people that know his story, and just always an honor and a blessing to have him on our show. Welcome, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Doing as good as can be.
That was a pretty good song you picked from John Fogarty, rocking all over the world. That sure brought us back a few years.
Yeah.
So we have a subject today, and it's on balance, and we'd love to hear your words on balance.
You think about it, how unbalanced society has got now, you know. Even we as individuals get imbalanced easily just because of all these distractions and all that. All these distractions bring negative thoughts into us, and it drains us physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know. So I figure, you know, in order to maintain balance, we have to look at ourselves and see what's draining us. And I seen this one article talking about how to identify that you're kind of out of bounds. It's, you're unable to sleep properly.
Mm.
You're irritable, easily irritable. You start forgetting things, got less energy. So, we have to look at ourselves and see if any of them type of symptoms are in our lives. Sure, we could be short-tempered because maybe the neighborhood dogs yapping too much or too many vagrants in the area, causing stress. Stress, we gotta find out what's stressing us, causing us anxiety. It could be, medical, could be spiritual, could be, just small things. It's like what they say, the final straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, it's not always just one big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's multiple things that cause us unbalanced. Mm. Poor eating habits. Unsatisfied with how things are going for you and all that. So, balance. We have to look for balance in our physicality and emotion, spirituality, wherever, I think that's why they have Zen and yoga and all that.
Mm, yes, for sure.
Kind of helps bring balance.
Yeah.
So that's what I think about balance. It's good to be balanced, but just because of all the distractions we have, with all our internet, media, and TV, we're looking at stressful situations on the other side of the world. What's that to us? We're right here.
Yeah.
Why be bothered with their politics? Worry about our own.
Yeah.
you know, that's what I see, you know, whenever I turn on the news. They're crying about the other side of the world. Skip that noise.
Mm.
Look at our own little communities.
Yes.
You know, that's what they say, it's grassroots. We've got to start with each of our own little individual communities.
Mm.
Each of our own households, you know. Mm. At least get a little bounce with each other, because, you know, it's like what happened in the Civil War to the south of us, brother against brother.
Mm.
You know, that's how bad, unbalanced beings become.
Yes.
You know, it takes quite a bit for a brother to shoot at each other.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, we gotta work on ourselves and see what's causing the imbalance.
Hmm. Well, very well said. Very well put. We really enjoy listening to your wisdom and the things that make you tick and helped you survive and come through all your afflictions. It's just a great honor, a blessing, and a privilege to have you come on our program and share with us your intricate insights to the world, and also sharing your music. It just always gets us back into a good mental state of being, which is what we want as we're trying to balance our lives. So lots of appreciation to you.
Yeah, it brings me much fun having to keep my brain functioning, because, you know, I never know what the topic's going to be, you know, till a few days later. I mean, before, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not like you plotted out a whole decade's worth of shows.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, so it's fun making my brain work, you know, instead of just being a zombie. You know, I could be sitting here being a zombie. Woe is me. When am I ever going to get strong and healthy enough to be a functioning member of the community? you know, I'll be totally unbalanced.
Yeah.
Might get like Gilbert Grape's mom. Have to be craned out of the house.
Yeah.
Well. So I enjoy our communications here on the radio.
Okay.
So I thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers there at the station, and those listening here and abroad.
Mm.
I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And just have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay,
bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. That was my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And coming up next, we're going to be bringing in our Lady Faima. But first, we have a song for her from Haze Maze and their song called Lord Kubanescent. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. we're back. That was Hayes Mays and Lord Kubanesis. And that was a super special song for our electric and vibrant Lady Fima. Welcome to the program,
Welcome.
Lady Fima.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your kind and generous and powerful words that you always showering me. My greeting to you, to the team, wonderful team, amazing team, and respected listeners across the country, outside of the country, and my very, very special greeting to the landowner of the country, Canada, Indigenous people.
Mm. Yes, we have a subject today, and it's on balance, and would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, the balance is the, if we don't have the balance in the life, we cannot reach to the success. We cannot maintain our life. Basically, you know, too much food, you know, if we don't balance it, the food in our system, it can kill us.
Mm.
If we drink too much, we drown.
Mm.
And however, we have to bring the balance in our lives. You know, by the balance, one of the balance that we can bring it and is very effective, you know, to visit the therapist to give us the tools and, you know, an instrument that how we can, for those categories that they have behavior of the anger, behavior that they have constantly, it would bring a question, because there is no balance. You can be sad every day. You cannot be happy every day. They are side by side, and we are growing together. Overall, like Oprah, she brings, you know, with the humongous role that she has in her show, how she can bring the balance. So behind the closed door, and she has, you know, the therapist, dietitian, food, you know, proper food, proper spa, go to the hairdresser, and, you know, after the hairdresser washing or cutting your hair, you feel you're lighted. You feel something is balanced within you.
Mm.
These are the very small example that I can provide, but however, the largest that I'm going to point it out, we are walking toward the balance, because this country is not in balance yet. The apology has been taken a place for several years to the Indigenous people about their rights and justice. That balance has not taken a place yet.
Mm-hmm.
The balance is when it happened, which is we are walking toward that one, is the compensation, is the food, is the rights, is the proper water, is the proper equipment to be provided to the landowner of the country. Apology is, it was just one small baby step.
Mm.
And we have longer and is on the way. Let's walk together as a nationwide with the passion, with the wisdom, with the unity, with the harmony. Let's welcome and invite the balance on the field so everyone can benefit with the hope and the joy. As one proud nation, let's work for the humanity. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh.
After all, I do know that I am the student of mankind.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, wonderful words as usual. And we're going to give our last words to our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Well, I will be very quick. I just wanted to say that for me, the other points that I wanted to raise with balance is it's there's an ebb and flow that goes in with life. It's dynamic. So it's like this constantly just paying some attention and nurturance to the whole concept of balance. If there's a rhythm, harmony, and health in your life,
across the board, then in general, you're probably going in the balanced direction. And if there's emptiness, sickness, lack of purpose, or acting out behaviors, it is usually a sign that there's a need for some more balance.
Beautiful, wonderful.
There
words.
We go, sliding into home plate there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get some music going.
Yeah, let's listen to some Wednesday playing cello, Paint It Black.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for
Take
joining
care.
Us.
Take care.
Come back again next Thursday.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.